Lots of people focused on the boys of the fall, at least October here, as we watch baseball continue to get more and more exciting. Last night, known as the Springer Dinger last night, how was that? How were you feeling when the ball and the bat connected for this?
A swing and a fly ball.
Where the announcers don't even need to say anything. They can literally just sit back. Like if you noticed last night at the end of the game, when that last pitch became a strike, the third out, top of the ninth, which ended the game, it really, you don't need an announcer to say anything. Just let the crowd take over for a minute or whatever. Just people so pumped and excited. The Jays, of course, heading to the World Series, the first time in 32 years. We all remember. In fact, I was just watching Joe Carter getting interviewed on TV. Joe looks a little old these days, but it was 32 years ago, 1993, the last time the Jays were in the World Series. And of course, won back-to-back World Series, 92-93. So we'll be looking for, it's time. It's time for us to bring the championship back to Canada, and we've got a nation behind this team, that's for sure. No doubt this will be a huge part of the Green Zone this afternoon. They called themselves the Blue Zone temporarily yesterday in advance of Game 7 last night, so no doubt as we get closer to the World Series, they will have lots more on that. Well, I'm looking forward to this chat. This is one of those topics that everyone is going to be able to participate in. And it started with the recognition of the 50th anniversary of Fleetwood Mac's self-titled LP, Fleetwood Mac. 50 years, 1975, that came out. And of course, it became a huge hit. And they redid it. In fact, it got platinum certifications, dedicated arena tours, all kinds of things. It was re-released here about a month ago on deluxe vinyl. It's got special audio, surround sound remixes on Blu-ray. So the music, of course, on this this record is absolutely music that many people can resonate with. Now, that said, when I heard people talking about this in the newsroom, I made the comment to the group. I said, if you asked me to list my top 50 all-time favorite musical artists, Fleetwood Mac would be so far away from that list, it's not even funny. I'm not the biggest fan. And that sparked the conversation, well, then who do you like? Who's your favorite? And it became the discussion. We've had this before. Basically, what is your greatest album of all time? Not the one that sold the most or statistics say was the most popular. I'm asking your favorite album of all time. It's kind of that if you're on a deserted island and you're there and you've only got one record for the rest of your life, what would it be? That's what I want to know from you. What would it be and why? 1-877-332-8255. This is tough because I'm trying to put my head to this last night. I'm thinking, okay, what would I pick? And I was having a tough time. In fact, we just had Gerald Albers on, who's the mayor of Lloydminster. And Mayor Albers said he would pick Johnny Cash's greatest hits. Well, that wasn't on my list, but gosh, that takes me back because my dad loved Johnny Cash and we wore out a couple of the Johnny Cash albums in my house. I love Abbey Road by the Beatles. Love that album. One of the albums that I have to say, and this is one that maybe people of my generation might agree on, but I saw this band in the Agrodome back in the late 80s, and their album, Kick, by INXS, had hit after hit. If you think about the hits that were on that new sensation, Devil Inside, Never Tear Us Apart, Need You Tonight, INXS, that was a good, I love that album, Kick by INXS. But you know, I think for me, and this is one of those ones that's going to raise eyebrows, I know, this was my first album. I've told this story on the air before. I can still picture opening this up. I got it for Christmas. Opening up this record. And I knew what it was, the way it was wrapped. Mom and Dad didn't try and disguise it. It was wrapped in Christmas paper. I rip it open. There's this record that I asked them for. I was probably about 10, maybe 11 years old, 10, 11 years old. And I open up the cellophane. I pull the record out. It's got that new smell, the vinyl smell. Go over to our huge record player. We had one of those huge record players that need two people to carry it out of the house. Put it on there. I can remember blowing the lint off the needle, setting it down, and hearing this. Hey, wait a minute. Who do you think you are? Three dressed up as a nine. Of course, Trooper was the album was Flying Colors. And that album, by the way, it doesn't have a lot of hit songs on it. Like, if you're a diehard Trooper fan, you probably know the songs on the album. But at the end of the day, I mean, Three Dressed Up as a Nine. I think Janine is on there. It doesn't have a lot of big hits. But for me, I'm going to try probably somewhere between Trooper Flying Colors because of the nostalgia part of it or In Excess Kick. What would it be for you? The album that has made that big impact in your life. It's your go-to. If you were told you only for the rest of your life have one album that you're going to be able to listen to, what would it be? Maybe you're on the Fleetwood Mac bandwagon. I don't know if you call it a bandwagon. I mean, they're obviously pretty successful, but I mean, I'm not. What would it be? 1-877-332-8255. Text lines are open and buzzing already. I'm going to start on the phones, though. I'm going to take Ian's call. Ian, thank you so much for calling in. What would it be for you?
Well, it goes back to 1979, of all things. I won't say, this album was number two on the charts for 7 weeks. It couldn't beat number one. I love both albums, but I'm going to go with number two. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes. When I put that on, every song on both sides is just, I love them.
And it transports you back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure does. I was recently out of high school and, got a job and was buying records, and that one was really good.
I love it. Okay, so we got Tom Petty down. Thank you for that. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. This is the chat now for a while. Happy to get your call, get your thought. Text line is busy on this one as well. A number of people weighing in with their thoughts. Oh boy, this is going to be tough to keep up with. I can already tell on the page. But I'm going to go with a couple of. So, easy answer. Jim from Watson says, Stompin' Tom Connors live at the Horseshoe Tavern. Jim and Watson, I think we had that record in our collection on the farm as well. So, thank you for that one. 1-877-332-8255. Kiss Alive. I was 14 years old, said Gordon Regina, and played it daily. I'm sure you did. And we just lost Ace Frehley. One of the greatest guitar players, of course, great member of KISS, so we're sad to see him go, but thank you for giving that. Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, hands down favorite album of all time, says Daryl from Moose Jaw. Some of these so iconic, like when you hear that, Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, you can picture the album cover. I can picture what it looks like. What is it for you? 1-877-332-8255. Harold in Regina. How are you, Harold?
Oh, good.
What's
good.
The album for you?
You know, it goes back to a few years ago when we had a granddaughter born with a very rare skin disease. And the song that came up by the Gaithers was He Made You Special. You're the only one of your kind. And that girl had epidermis mellitus mollosa, which is a breakdown of the skin. And that song was such a comfort to us that God made her special.
Uh-huh.
And then we now have another, we have 20 grandchildren.
20?
And we have also another great grandchildren that has a very rare disease. So that song is my favorite.
Okay, well, music has got healing powers. There's no question about it. So we're asking the question. We're asking the question. If you could have one album only for the rest of your life going forward, and yes, I'm seeing criticisms of my Trooper Flying Colors decision already on the text line. What would it be for you? Let's go to Brad in Swift Current. What do you say, Brad?
Hey, Evan. Well, Evan, it's a toss-up between two albums, but I like them equally well. The first one is, I'm sure you had this in your collection, was Sweet Desolation Boulevard.
Yes. Yes. So what was it about that album that you liked? Like, where were you in your life at that time, Brad?
Oh, I think I was in probably grade 8, junior high school, wearing bell bottoms and platform shoes. And you know, I just remember a few songs on there from the high school dances back then and back in Swift Current. And it was a great album. I went out and got the album as soon as I heard, you know, Ballroom Blitz and Box on the Run. And and the other album that really hit me that I still listen to, I still got it going in my car right now, is a Boston, any album by Boston. Yeah. But their first album was just great.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you on the Boston stuff. Love all of Boston's albums. That's what makes this tough, right? It's hard to pick one. I had a tough time, and I thought, if I'm asking people to call in with their album, I need to be able to whittle it down to one. But I still kind of gave you two with my In Excess / Trooper. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Kelvington. Brian on the line. What is it for you? What is that one album, Brian?
I would have to say The Little New Scoop by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes, that's got a ton of their songs that they did. The singles all went crazy in that. So yeah, it's an old album, but it's good.
It's a good one. And you know, the thing about that, and you just kind of said it, Brian, I mean, the thing about a Beach Boys album like that is most people recognize every single, you could sing along to every single song.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, there are a lot of albums, and I gave my example of Trooper, Flying Colors. Many people wouldn't know every song on that album because they weren't all commercial hits. But when you come to something like the Beach Boys, I totally agree with where you're going there, Brian. Okay, we need to take a break, but do not go away. If you are holding on the phone line, we have got a number. Like, it's lined up. We're in no rush. We can do this right till noon. 1-877-332-8255. Some great texts coming in, some great phone calls. The discussion is one album for the rest of your life. You have to choose. What are you picking? Your thoughts when we come back live here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Yeah, a lot of people picking Beatles albums. It's interesting. That song, Day Tripper, was recorded for the album Rubber Soul, but never appeared on the album. Ended up releasing it as a standalone single. But we are asking, what do you consider to be your top album of all time? It's the answer to the question, if you could only listen to one record for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? Let's go back to the phone line. People are lined up. I love it. Kelly in Regina, what would it be for you?
AC/DC Back in Black.
Played in hockey dressing rooms still to this day all over Saskatchewan.
Well, you know what, Evan? What's amazing about that album is that, you know, I think AC/DC fans back in the day thought the world was coming to an end when Bon Scott died.
Yes.
And within a year, they came out with a new album that was just blew everything that they'd ever done away, at least from some diehard Bon Scott fans would argue that that's not true, but universally accepted as their best album. And the power of Brian Johnson's voice, just every song, you could just put just hit play. Quick story, I remember I was 9 years old and my friend phoned me up. His parents had the ultimate record player and stereo system. He was so excited. He said, you got to hear this. You just got to hear this. He was literally out of his skin. He was so excited. I rode my bicycle up to his house. And from the minute that you heard that bong on Hell's Bells and the guitar started coming in, it's the second biggest selling album of all time. And yet it wasn't really written, Evan, for a bunch of radio hits.
Yes. But it, I mean, it's so, you're right, so recognizable. And I mean, I can only imagine how many record collections have that album in it. Kelly, I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Ron in Regina. What would it be for you? The album, if you had to pick one for the rest of your life, what would it be, Ron?
Well, we got a record collection of about 5,000 records, so it's not easy.
You're not messing around.
No. All the Beatles, all Elvis, everything. Beatles had 64 top 100 hits, but Elvis had 149. So I got to go with an Elvis album. There's a couple. The very first one he brought out with RCA, Elvis Presley had Blue Suede Shoes on, and Tutti Frutti and others, and that, according to the Rolling Stone, is one of the most influential albums ever. But the one I liked the most personally was right when he came back out of the Army in 1960, called Elvis Is Back. His voice is just perfect, rested, and he's got some blues ballads on there. Reconsider Baby, Like a Baby, Thrill of Your Love. It's just, you got to hear him. It's just perfect.
I love your enthusiasm. I mean, isn't that what makes this such a good topic? Because people are into it. Neil in Saskatoon, who is it for you?
It's going to be a classic album that I can hear over and over and over again, and that is T-Rex and Electric Warrior.
Really? Now, that is one that a lot of people would probably cock their head and say, like I just did, really? But that's the beauty of music. It's so subjective. So what is it about that album for you, Neil?
It's just like probably the biggest hit off there is Bang a Gong, Get It On, but that's not my favorite. Jeepster is the song that I just love, and the rest of that album just has, it captures a moment in time with Mark Bolan and that band that I think just kind of, you know exactly where and when that music was done. It was just an awesome kind of catching lightning in a bottle for me on that one.
I love it. That's a great way to describe it. Okay. So look, I have got Jack and Wade and Ron and Colin and Melvin and Leonard. Don't go away. I see you all. I'm going to get to your calls. I also have a growing list of texts that might rival any text that we've ever got in on any topic on this show. People are loving this topic. The greatest album in your mind of all time. More on this when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. There you go. That one is, I feel like I'm back in my disc jockey days playing, all request. Kevin in Humboldt says Huey Lewis and the News Sports would be the album for him. I had that one as well, Kevin. Great. So we're having a great discussion on your thought on the greatest album of all time. If you were asked the question, if you were posed with the question, you only had one album you could take with you and listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be? And the answers, I love. I had to ask our producers. We have Frank Ehler in Regina, Adam Gruhl in Saskatoon. Adam's an Eminem guy, so he says the Marshall Mathers LP. So that's the self-titled LP. Producer Frank down in Regina said, yeah, you probably expected me to say Doug and the Slugs because he's always raving about Doug and the Slugs. He's the one guy. Anyway, he says his vote goes to The Doors, self-titled album from 1967, which is funny because he's not that old, but an old soul, perhaps. What would it be for you? Brenda says, my first album I bought with my babysitting money, Michael Jackson, Thriller. Grant in Melford says, The Eagles, Greatest Hits, a classic. Carol from Regina says, can I cheat and say the Forrest Gump soundtrack? It covers everything. I still have that CD I play in my Mustang convertible when I'm cruising in the summer. Of course you can, Carol. You can say whatever you want. Iron Maiden, Life, Live After Death. That's Roberto. Thanks, Roberto. Allman Brothers Band, Live at the Fillmore from 1971. George in Regina. Chris from Willow Bunch. AC/DC, Razor's Edge. Yeah, there are a number of people that are saying AC/DC. You know who else is getting a ton of votes on this topic? Tragically Hip. Fully, Completely, getting that one here from Tragically Hip. There's a number of people saying Tragically Hip albums. One or the other. Tragically Hip, there's another one, Fully, Completely. That's Corey from Saskatoon. Thank you for that. Okay, phone lines. Thank you, by the way, for your patience. Some of these callers have been waiting 20 minutes, like Wade in Davin. So I appreciate your patience. But Wade, it was worth it for me to ask you, what would that album be for you?
Well, let's go back to 1983. We had Alan Parsons bring out Eye in the Sky.
Yes, of course.
That was an amazing album. Children of the Moon, Gemini, Silence and I, Get Your Fingers Burned, Mama Gamma, Old and Wise.
Listen, I mean, to
these
you.
These are all amazing. And that takes me back to being a kid again.
I feel like you probably have a car that could still play an 8-track of that album.
I do, but I have the cassette. I actually have the cassette adapter so that I can actually listen to the cassette. My boombox wore out many tapes, and I had to replace that many, many times.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for waiting, Wade. Thanks for playing along here today. It's a fun conversation. What would the album be for you? Your pick. The album that probably had the greatest influence on your life. Probably comes with a story why it did. What would it be for you? Leonard in Prince Albert, your pick would be what?
Hotel California.
Ah, yeah. The Eagles. You can never, I mean, that's another one of those albums. And we've talked about, there was someone called in earlier about the Beach Boys. You know every song, right? Every song's a big hit. Yeah.
And the thing is, you're not just getting one singer. You're getting a group of singers that all had really good careers outside the band as well.
Did they ever? Yeah, they're so.
And they were great. They were great musicians, you know. And so when you listen to that album, you're getting Joe Walsh, you're getting Henley, you're getting Frey, Michael B. or Timothy B. Schmidt. You know, all these guys were good singers. And so you can listen to all of them.
I agree. I love the Eagles as well. So I appreciate you hanging on to join the conversation. Let's go to Melvin in Saskatoon. One album for the rest of your life. Can you do it, Melvin? Who is it?
I don't have one album. I'm sorry, Evan. I got two.
That's okay. I'll allow it.
Okay. I got number one is AC/DC Back in Black.
Okay. Common.
And Streetheart Double Live album.
Ooh, I like it. It's a little provincial
flavor. They're both fantastic bands and both fantastic singers. Kenny Shields is fantastic, and I like the singer from AC/DC, like the old guy, Evan Bonner, I think his name was.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because there are a number of people. Thanks, Melvin, for that. I noticed there was a text from our favorite exterminator, Sean from Poulin's, sends a text in, says, how about Streetheart? Meanwhile, back in Paris, there you go. There's a number of people saying Streetheart. 1-877-332-8255. Reg in Saskatoon. Well, Kiss's album, Dressed to Kill. I remember walking into the store, seeing it. I couldn't believe what these guys looked like. I was 15 years old. The second album, I would have to choose Van Halen's first album. I heard it playing in the record store. It blew me away. Reg, thanks for that message. I like this one. This is Evan in Saskatoon. He says, I was a child of the 70s. I had three older sisters. I don't like it, but ABBA transports me back to my childhood every day. The three of them dancing away is what he can picture. Evan, thanks for that. Let's go back to the phone line. Lots of great calls coming in. Where are we going here? Colin in Saskatoon. Colin, thanks for waiting. What would it be for you?
I'm going to go back to 1976. Now, I'm not a big music guy. There were a lot of bands, a lot of artists who I liked one, maybe two songs they did. But only one in my entire life, and I'm 68 now, only one artist has ever produced albums that I liked every tune from beginning to end throughout his career. That was Gordon Lightfoot. And in 1976, the album Summertime Dream came out.
Yes.
That is one I could listen to, and I've listened to it literally thousands of times, along with most of his other albums.
Of course.
But there's the first song on that record. Now, this is the record that includes Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. But the very first song is called Race Among the Ruins, and there's a line in there that defined my life for almost a decade. And it goes, the road to love is littered by the bones of other ones who by the magic of the moment were mysteriously undone. And I had recently been dumped by two of the many girls who politely declined my affection.
And that
from the time I was 15 until I got married at 23, that feeling, that line from Race Among the Ruins was me, and that entire album is good from beginning to end.
I love it. I appreciate you calling in, Colin. Thanks. By the way, great voice. There's a radio voice. Colin's got a radio voice. I like that. 1-877-332-8255. Nazareth, greatest hits, Joe in Saskatoon. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. I hadn't seen that on the text line. I've seen it now a couple of times. That was Jeremy with that one. Go-to album, Pink Floyd, The Wall, Yvonne out of Regina. How about this? I love this text. This is Mike in Fillmore. This is a story. Mike says, okay, Honeymoon Suite, the big prize, takes him back to cruising with his girlfriend in his 73 Galaxy 500. That tape underneath in my cassette player, underneath the dash. Remember those cassette players? He says, my girlfriend and I went our separate ways. We both got married. Neither marriage works out. We're back together again. Listening to Honeymoon Suite, the big prize. Mike from Fillmore, thanks for that. 1-877-332-8255. Jack in Regina, one album for the rest of your life. Could you do it? And if so, what's the album?
Very tough listening to everybody and all their choices. But one from way out there is J.J. Cale and the first album he came out with called Me the Breeze. And I love that kind of stuff for road music. And anything Willie Nelson ever did.
Willie Nelson, yeah, there's a good one. My dad would agree with you on that. He was a big Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash fan. Okay, Jack, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for your patience. Cal in Oxbow. Haven't heard from you today. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, hey. I've got a memory and a favorite album.
Okay, let's hear it.
My memory is 1976, 11 years old. I walk into an older cousin's bedroom, and he's got a huge poster of Kiss Destroyer on the wall. And my mouth just drops open, and I was a Kiss fan ever since. But they're not all my favorite albums, but they were interesting. But my favorite album is what I consider the greatest blues rock album ever recorded, 1990, The Black Crowes, Shake Your Money Maker.
Ah, yeah, that's a great album. Great album, Black Crowes. I don't think I've even seen that one on the text line, so thanks, Cal, for throwing that into the mix. 1-877-332-8255. I think my favorite album would be Nirvana Live and Unplugged in New York. It was a small venue. Kurt Cobain recorded an acoustic album. Brings me back to my senior year of high school. That's Adam from Warman. Thank you for the text. Queen's greatest hits, says Ruth in Swift Current. Smashing Pumpkins. Boy, we got a lot coming in here as well. I got time for one more call before the break. Oh, yeah, we got lots of time. We can get a couple more in. Let's go to Jennifer in Melford. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, this is a pretty deep topic we're having discussion on today.
Is it ever?
But it's taken off.
Much passion.
It's taken off, yeah.
And I'm not that old, so just so when I tell you.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin 2, baby. Led Zeppelin 2.
Well, how?
Misty Mountain Hawk, Black Dog, you name it. And this is before any hormones kicked in. I had an older sister.
I was going to say, and Jennifer, then, if you're not that old, how are you picking Led Zeppelin?
Because I grew up listening to it, and by the time I hit high school, I was over their albums, and, you know, I was out of that when they were coming around in high school. I was into, you don't even want to, my friends are like, how do you listen to this stuff? The Scorpions and Van Halen, I'm like, yeah.
Good on you. High tops with the tongues out. I can picture it, Jennifer. I like it. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. Keep the conversation going with Michael in Regina. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing great, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. One album for the rest of your life. Could you do it? What's the album?
There are two, unfortunately. I got two. One is the first Led Zeppelin, and the second is the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I grew up with those albums. Love them. They're just such a great listening experience.
Yeah. You know, it's funny with the Beatles, because that's a great album, Sgt. Pepper's, but, it depends where it hits in your life. Like, some people I see are saying Rubber Soul, some saying Abbey Road, some saying some of the, you know, the newer, or I would say the more recent albums by the Beatles in their career. So it kind of depends where it falls, but it was Sgt. Pepper's for you, eh?
Absolutely. It's a fantastic album.
Okay, Michael, thanks so much for the call. 1-877-332-8255. I've got two callers left that I'm going to make sure I get on the air. Let's go to Greg in Saskatoon. What would it be for you, Greg?
Well, you know, I saw George Jones twice, and Strait You know, if I could do a mash between those two guys, that would be great. But if I had to pick just one, I think I would have to go with Paul McCartney, because you got the Beatles, you got Wings, you got all the stuff he did in the 80s.
So your album would have to be the greatest hits of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Like, okay. So there'd be so much in there that you wouldn't hear the same song for a bit.
Yeah, it's quite the repertoire. That's the thing with, boy, some of these guys have got albums. You know who I have not seen? It's probably in the mountain of text that I'm still trying to get through. I've not seen Bruce Springsteen. I expected to see, if my mom were to call in right now, it would be Stevie Wonder or Bruce Springsteen. I can predict that's the answer. Or maybe Elvis, I don't know. Jay Giles Band, Full House, a live album. Curtis in Saskatoon with that one. Thank you for that. Chris in Vonda, the album that got me into music. I was 10 years old. Kiss Alive, double album. Open it up in the picture of the stage and the fire. Can still picture it. 1993, Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Frank from Montana says, I'm 43 years old, the best album ever. Thank you for that. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. I've still got a caller hanging on. Dawn and Swift Current, what would it be for you?
Johnny Horton, Sink to Bismarck.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. So obviously you've got that record in your collection.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's
lots of them.
Well, that's good. I'm glad, Don. And that's, you know, that brings a smile to my face because I can just pay. I mean, I can picture your record collections. I can picture the enthusiasm as you talk to us about why that record and why that album means so much to you. Okay, we'll take our break. I want to get back to a few of these texts when we come back, and we're going to have to wrap this conversation up at the top of the hour, but it's been a good one. More of your texts on the one album that you would listen to for the rest of your life. If you were pinned down and said that's the only choice you had, what would it be? Your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. That many people have in their collection. That for sure is one of them. Thriller, Michael Jackson. And another example of an album that if you like that album, even if you don't, even if that's not your pick, you probably know almost every single song off that record. There's so many records that are like that. Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. I probably see about 16 of those on the text line. I'm looking at one from Russ from Pilot Butte right now. Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stones, Tim in Saskatoon. Thank you for that one. Oh, I see we got another call coming in. Let's grab this. Daryl, thanks so much for calling in. Saskatoon on the line. What would it be for you? One album for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Evan, you know, I can't remember exactly the album name, but the guitarist, the best instrumentalist guitarist around, Jeff Beck. And I'll tell you what, Evan, 50 years ago and two joints later, that guy is the best guy to listen to. I talked to Scott Ford one time, him trying to get him into Sass Place here. He said we couldn't afford him.
Is that so? Jeff Beck, are you talking like when he was with the Yardbirds, or are you talking when he was with the Honey Drippers, or when he was on his own?
When he was on his own, I'll tell you, you lay down and you listen to him, and like I told you, couple of joints and 50 years ago.
I love the picture you're painting. Lay down. There's a lot of laying and joint smoking in that story, Daryl. Thanks so much. Def Leppard, Hysteria, cover to cover. Awesome. Since it was released, that's Travis in Weyburn. Favorite album, a bit of a toss-up. Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Also saying Led Zeppelin. So, yeah, just the number of people. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. It's like, I feel like I can't stop reading these because each one goes, yeah, that makes sense to me. Some great stuff here. This has been a conversation that took off in a way I didn't expect it to, but every once in a while, it's pleasant when that happens. So thank you all for weighing in. I've got a guest coming up next who is going to talk about vaccinations, is actually going to be giving me my flu shot on air, and I am going to be asking this nurse what her album would be. She could play along with this conversation that's coming up just after 12 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.